Foul Monkeys.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys.
Woo!
This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
And we're AJ-less.
We're without the A-Jizzle, as I like to call him, A-Jizzle. Yeah, I think that went really well with AJ. I don't know.
You think he liked it?
Oh, yeah, he had a great time. This is episode 73, everybody.
73. I know he wanted to talk more, but, like, we didn't have a lot of time, so.
Yeah. Well, no, he can come back again, I mean.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, AJ is a shy guy, and for anybody out there, seriously, even though I know we have, like, listeners everywhere, and long-distance relationships kind of suck sometimes, I know.
How do you know anything about that?
I don't know, Ricky.
I don't know anything about that.
But anyway, everybody should go check out his Bigger City or his live journal. It's TAMAJRED, Tamajred. He's a really cute guy. He's really very, very intelligent. And he's pretty much like my best friend. Well, my other best friend, because the other one I've known for like 6 years. And I've only
known
AJ.
He's like
your
gay best friend.
Yeah, he's my, exactly. But he's so not gay, you know, like at all. He's like me, where it's like, you know.
You know, he's gay. It doesn't matter. He's just your gay best friend.
No. I know, but it's like, when you say that, it's like, what's his name from Will and Grace?
Why don't you say he's your best friend that's gay then?
There you go.
See?
Got it.
Or he is my homosexual friend. That makes it sound really bad.
Yeah.
I hate that word, homosexual.
Homosexual, I know.
It's so weird.
It's like, it makes sense as far as language goes, but it's like, you know, they just made it up to make it sound bad.
Right? I think I'd rather hear, like, I don't know, like, gay. I think I'd rather just hear gay.
Yeah.
Homosexual sounds so medical term for bad things or something. I don't know.
Yeah, so last night we were watching, we watched Garden State, which everybody should go see if you haven't, because it's the bomb. And, I don't know, just hanging out at my friend's house and we were watching. Garden State came on, like, DirecTV or some shit. And then after that, Team America came on, and it was like the freaking, what was it, the Actors Guild, it starts with an F though, it's like the something Actors Guild, Federal, something, I don't know, but anyway, it was FAG, was like the acronym, I don't know, it's just that, it's such a fucking bad movie, and believe it or not, I actually saw it in the theater, because, I don't
know. Someone has paid for it.
Well, yeah, because this guy that I used to be friends with, like, him and his brother were like, you guys should come, you guys should come, you guys should come. So me and Colin were like, are you going to pay? Sure. So it sucked ass, but for freeness, it was pretty, like, I mean, it's funny, but it's like South Park funny, where it's like, no, I would never pay for this in a million years, but it's pretty funny as long as I'm watching.
Well, it's the same people that made it, right?
Yeah, exactly. They do all the voices, too, and it's really obvious. Like, all, like, you know, half the characters sound like Mr. Garrison, and then the other half sound like Kyle and Stan, so it's like...
I like the part where they're, like, having sex, and then she takes a dump on him or something like that.
That was so funny.
I know,
the puppet sex was, like, really hilarious. That's like, the only reason we were watching it. Vicky, my friend Vicky's like, I just want to see the puppet sex. God! It's really funny. We gotta get her on here. Vicky's insane.
Oh my God, I don't know if we can control it.
She would blow your speakers with like how high she is. She has like Mariah Carey octaves. It's like whoa. But no, there's this part where like the main character like starts, you know he gets like discouraged or whatever at some point in the movie, and he's at this bar and he's drinking and he gets drunk and he like stumbles into the street, which you know looks really funny with a puppet on strings.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman's like, get out the street, you fucking bum. And he starts throwing up, and like, And like he throws up for like 5 minutes. Like it goes and it goes and it goes, and it's like you know it's, there's just like a hose inside of the puppet that they just like blast like oatmeal or pudding through or something.
Right.
And it just keeps going. Like it goes so fast that it's like they turned on the valve of the hose like all the way, and it's like spraying and like blowing air and stuff. It's like I don't know, we were laughing so hard it was retarded. But yeah, so that was my last night. What'd you do this weekend?
What's like yesterday was Saturday.
Yeah.
So Saturday, well, Friday, I was up till like 4 o'clock in the morning for reasons that we won't talk about because
No, I can't imagine why.
people already know because they're listening to it before they hear this, but which is
Episode 72.
weird, right? So yesterday I got up around 10 and I went to the eye doctor and got new glasses. But I
Sexy,
won't.
sexy.
No, well, I won't get them until the 23rd because they have to send them out to get them done or whatever.
Oh, we'll see. Like, you'd probably be sexy in advance, so, you know.
I should have took a
Ads.
picture with my picture phone with the new glasses though.
Yeah.
They're brown, like bronze.
Yeah.
The le their lenses are, and then they have thick arms on them. They're really cute. Samantha got new glasses too.
Right on.
Well, she
You guys
didn't
are.
even know she needed glasses until she went to the eye doctor.
Oh
She kept going, "Ricky, I keep having all these headaches, and I don't know what's wrong." I'm like, "I
Oh
think you might need glasses." And she's like, "No, I think it's a brain tumor."
my
I'm
God, I
like,
love
"No, you probably need glasses."
it.
"Oh my God, Ricky, guess what they said? They said I need glasses." I said,
That's so
"Okay."
funny. That's her, but that's not her. I love it.
Right, because you need to add a little bit more country to it, you know?
Yeah, dude, speaking of which, I was watching, believe it or not, here's something else about me that, like, I mean, I'm sure nobody really knows me at all because I've only been on, like, three episodes, but, like, I don't read the newspaper, I don't listen to the radio, and I don't watch TV. If I ever watch TV, it's because it's either, like, it's, like, 4 in the morning, and somehow I'm just bored or whatever, which usually never happens. I never get bored. I always find something to do. Or I'm
Or
sick, or I'm out of
someone
front.
to do. Oh, whoops.
Or I'm sick, or like I'm at a friend's house. So I don't know why, but me and AJ were watching like America's Next Top Model, and I was like, "What the fuck is this?"
You never heard of it?
No, I heard it, but it was like,
Oh.
"What?" Like I didn't know it was on VH1. I thought it was on like a main station, like ABC or NBC or something.
No, it's not on VH1. They just show it on there, like in
Oh, okay.
syndication or whatever.
Yeah, because I was like, "What?" And I don't, it was all right, but it's like, I don't know, not to like diss everybody, but I'm ver not a typical gay guy at all. And by that, I mean I have like no interest in fashion at all. Like, you know, when
The
I
only
walk
thing
out the
you're interested
door,
in is sucking dick and fucking.
there you go.
That's the
And that
only
has
gay thing
nothing to do
about
with
you,
looking
right?
good.
No, it doesn't. Because no one really looks good when they're like having sex. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you could. I guess that's what porns are for, but.
Exactly. Well, it looks, it's like desirable, but it doesn't necessarily look good. Like, hey man, you're looking good today. You know, it's
You're
not the
looking
same,
good while
like,
I'm fucking you in the ass, man. Yeah, you're hot,
right?
man. You're, dude, you're cool.
But like, I don't know, it's just, I mean, I know it's TV and that's how TV works, but just when I see shows that are like wholly committed to something that's so like frivolous, it's just like kind of sickening to me. Like, you know, like who cares that much? Like, you know, it's like they hire all these camera people and all these hosts and all these contestants and all this shit just to do this show about becoming a model, and it's like,
But
so
it makes other people money. That's the reason they do it.
well, yeah, I know, but it's like, you know, so how is this accomplishing anything? You know, I mean, I don't know, that's just me, but anyway, so we're watching it, and it is pretty funny, actually. So, I mean, entertainment is entertainment. And this girl from like Georgia or some shit, her name was Kathy, she goes she was like on the way to the big audition where they weed everybody out, you know, and they pick like 21 of them or whatever. And she's like, "I had never been on a plane before, and when they say people look like ants, oh my God, they do." Oh my God, she is so not America's Next Top Model.
Oh,
She was like already out at the first like run, you know, the first tier of the contest. And then there was some girl in there who was like ridiculously racist. Like she's like, I know that I am not racist. I just say like I just tell it how it fucking is. You know, black people are this way and Jewish people are this way and gay people are this way. And I'm not fucking racist. I'm just fucking telling you how it fucking is, motherfucker. And it was like, how many bleeps do they need
for one? She was cursing?
Like, I think so. I don't know. I'm probably
exaggerating. I bet she was from Texas.
Yeah, she was. It's so true. But
sorry to all of our Texas listeners. That's like strike number two.
No,
first
no,
you have Bush, and then you have stupid people.
No, but we love you guys, because you guys listen to us, and you guys are like, I'm sure open-minded because you're listening to a gay show, so...
Well, it's that's true, and you remember when I was... Or the last show, we were talking about Shayna?
Yeah.
Shayna, I don't know how you say it, but she wrote to me and told me what her podcast is called.
Right.
And it's called Pink Geek.
Cool.
And you will love them, Herb.
Really?
They are game consoling geek girls.
That is badass.
They talk about all these video games and stuff. They're like in love with the crap. I know that you would like them. So when you'll have to go to listen to them. They're pretty funny. You know, they're girls and they're cute and they're sisters. One goes by Ninja and the other one goes by Lala.
I don't like that. Like that MTV chick. That's badass. Hi, my name is Lala and this is the new Justin Timberlake single, bitch. That's how she is. She always has this attitude. It's funny as hell. That's but awesome, though.
They give, like, new releases on their websites, and they talk about anything and everything. But you can go see them at their website at pinkgeek.libsyn.com. That's pinkg33k.libsyn.com.
Oh, like three, like E.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I've been using computers forever, but I just, the whole like three lingo thing, you know, how people do use like three to make hearts and stuff. I like don't read stuff like that.
I don't read it well. She said in the email she sent to, or even on their web, on their show, she says, yeah, you know, like three, like eat or E shit. You know, like we use three for E's because we're elite.
Yeah, like, that's yeah. See, the whole elite thing, I've never been skilled in reading that kind of jargon, I guess you'd say. But that's cool.
But
man.
They're cool. They're, you know, they sound, it's, they're sisters, and they're like, oh my god, okay, you know, they don't sound really like California surfer girl kind of thing, Valley girl thing.
Yeah.
But they're cute, and they curse. I love it. Oh, I mean, yeah. They're F, fuck this, fuck that, I don't give a shit, goddamn. I'm like, hell yeah, I love girls that curse.
We need more badass girls.
I know.
The more badass they get, the hotter they are to me.
Well, come on, they love video games, you know.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah.
You know, that's super hot for you, right?
No, but before I came out, before I was like sure of myself, I was always attracted to like tough girls, not butch girls. Not, like, manly
like
girls.
Like that one that lives down your street?
Well, yeah, she used to. She moved to Seattle, but, which is funny, but, well, it, and it's not like, I'm not saying manly girls. I'm just saying girls that are just like, fuck you, man, and they don't take shit, and they're tough. I like that. They can still be, like, feminine and sensitive. That's fine, but I just find that attractive.
You would probably like Ryan's friend, shit, what? She's been on the recordings a couple times. What?
Oh, and tattoos and piercings don't hurt either on a girl.
Yeah, she has all that too.
Yeah, I think that's hot.
But
see, I'm different with guys.
Wagner
though.
Is her name.
Wagner?
Yeah.
Isn't she on our MySpace?
Yeah, she's on the MySpace page.
She's on our www.myspace.com/showmonkeys?
Yeah. Great job.
Right on.
You're like the best co-host I've ever had. Like, you just plug shit left and right.
That's only because I've been in your
Ooh.
Bed. That's the only reason you're saying
that. We don't
that.
Need to talk about what you've been plugging.
Oh, shiznat.
Oh, I'm sorry, straight listeners. That was
Is
funny.
Herb gonna have to choke a fag? Oh my goodness.
Your black man penis.
Hey, so speak Anyway, so speaking of video games, as the Pinky Girls talk about, which is awesome. I need to go listen to their shit because video games are good. Anybody who's into video games or have never tried video games, or I make it sound like drugs, or
It is
are
a drug.
interested, yeah, or are interested in some of the new stuff, trust me, I've been playing video games since I was 3 years old. Trust me, I have like
Which was
five.
1988.
Yeah.
That's
I
so
have.
scary.
Shut up. I have like 500 actual physical video games. I have like every single major system release since, well, 1988. And I don't know, I've been doing it forever, and trust me. The Wii is like the future of video games.
Okay, we're not getting paid to talk
I
about
know.
them,
I
so.
know. I'm just saying. If you guys are interested at all, go to a mall and go to a GameStop and go play the Wii. Because I know everybody's like, well, the PS3 looks really good, and I already like an Xbox, and I don't know about this Nintendo shit. Trust me. Try it for 30 minutes. I dragged Ricky to the fucking GameStop, and I was like, play! And he played, and he's like, oh my god, I want one. I love it. After like 15 minutes, and I was like, that's right, bitch.
I'm gonna get one.
See? See, it works.
But do you have to have an HD TV for it to work?
No, it's actually one of the only systems that doesn't do HD. Like, it supports like the lowest one, like 480p or whatever, but it's the reason why it's only $250 and not $600 like a PS3 is because they didn't put all that fucking HD support in it. Because
So is
they
it still gonna look like crap on an HD TV?
No, it'll still look good. It just doesn't look as good as the other two. But it's also like $300 cheaper. So to me, it's like if you program a game with good graphics as it is, then you don't need some glossed over, like, good looking TV to make it look better. It's gonna look good no matter what you do, as long as you program it right. You know what I mean?
I have an Xbox and I have a PlayStation, and I really can't tell you when the last time it was that I turned them on.
I remember the last time you turned them on. You turned on the Xbox when I gave you Burnout.
Yeah, and I played it a couple weeks after that, and then I was like, eh.
Yeah.
I haven't picked it up since then. But I really want to beat my
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider game,
Right
yes.
on. Yeah, if anybody has any, like, this is totally random, but if anybody has any questions about video games, let me know. I used to sell
Where
them.
can
I used
they
to
email
work.
you at?
Oh. Dawmonkeys@gmail.com.
Exactly.
Email us. Seriously, I used to work at Toys R Us and GameStop, and I got to know the ins and outs of all the warranties and the prices and the all that stuff pretty well. So if anybody wants to know, like, for instance, never, ever, ever buy a new or refurbished system at a GameStop, an EB Games, or a Funko Land, or a Babbage's, because they're all the same company now. Just buy used, because it's always cheaper, and you get the same warranty with all three of them. So it doesn't matter. But yeah, email us, let us know. And I need to go listen to Pinky right now, so I'm gonna get off the mic. I'm just joking. But that's
Well,
really
they only
cool.
have like 5 episodes, so
Yeah.
they're relatively new. So, and I think they're still like working out their kinks and all that stuff. Ooh, I said kink.
Oh, you said kink.
I
Kinky. Yeah, girls that like video games are hot.
know, right?
It's really, it's hot because it's really a male market. It really is. It's like made by guys, and it's pretty much geared towards guys. So it's really hot when we find girls that are into it.
Oh, you mean those volleyball games with those half-naked chicks aren't for girls?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that whole fucking company is like, I don't know. That whole company, Team Ninja, they make that beach Dead or Alive beach volleyball, and then they make Dead or Alive the fighting game. And I swear, every single girl in those games, they have like unnecessary breast bouncing. Like you,
Right?
they have. And I'm not even joking. You can go to the options in the game and turn up or down how much the breasts bounce. It's like,
that's
what?
Disgusting.
Like, what you do is it'll ask you how old you are. So the older the age you get, the saggier the boobs gets. Like, if you put your age as, like, you know, 18, it'll be like, you know, not much. But if you put your age as, like, 50, it'll, like, they bounce. Like, every single move that you make, they're like, blah, 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 blah.
They need to make a couple games like that with, like, cocks and balls.
Cocks and balls, yeah.
Oh, my God, that'd be hot.
It's like, oh, if you're 60, then it's a polar bear daddy, you know, like polar bear, and he sags all over the place.
He'd be like the guy in Jackass with the balls hanging out of his shorts.
Oh my god, that was fucking hilarious. Jackass too, that was great.
So speaking of other listeners, we have a new listener. He's from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Cool.
And he's 21. And I think I'm going to say his name right. It's either Xavian or Xavian. X-A-V-I-O-N.
It's probably Xavian because Xavian sounds like a, I don't know. It's too many syllables to say. I'm just joking.
But anyway, he messaged us on MySpace, and he's actually only been listening for a week.
Oh, cool.
He said he was just doing random searches on, oh, do you hear the fire truck?
I did.
Anyway, he was doing random searches on iTunes and found us, and he said he's listened. He's downloaded every episode now.
Oh, my God.
And he's going to start listening to them.
Wow.
I was like, hails to the year.
That's but anyway, cool. I love the Carolinas. Those are awesome states.
I'm not gay. I'm just from North Carolina. go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we just had a conversation on IM, and we were discussing, you know, different kinds of things, and he's actually been with his boyfriend for 2 years, and they're an interracial couple. He's a black guy, and his boyfriend's white.
Wow, they are from North Carolina. That's badass.
And, but an interesting thing that we brought up is, or, you know, they say they, I guess they, oh, I don't know if I should say his name and tell him this. Anyway, we were just talking about different things. And
what
we were talking
conversation
about,
did you
well,
have?
We were talking about open relationships.
Oh.
And, they say they're fine with it and everything's cool and they work out together and everything. But I thought maybe we could talk about open relationships and how you view it and how I view it. And maybe the listeners can get back to us and tell us how they view it.
Okay, so I know everybody's going to hate me at first because I'm a very opinionated person, and I will listen to everybody's opinion. I'm try to be as open-minded as possible, but I have my own opinions, and if somebody asks me or it comes up, I will fucking say everything. And that kind of comes off rude sometimes, and I get into trouble with people with that, but that's just how I am, man. Open relationships. I think that's fine. But to me, like, I know words are words, but to me, words are very powerful. So when people talk about, like, well, we're gay, and we want to be able to get married like regular, or, you know, not regular, but like straight people do, to me, that's like, no. If you're a guy and a guy, and you guys get joined in partnership and, you know, bonded legally, that's not marriage. Because marriage was invented by Christians, by straight people, back in the day. So to me, it's like, yes, I think the bonding and the legal partnership of gay men or gay women should be legal, definitely. But I don't think it should be called marriage, because it's not the same thing. Marriage is a man and a woman, and it's invented by people who wanted it that way, and that's it. And to me, it's like, I don't want to be a part of that. So as far as open relationships, the reason why I bring up the marriage thing is because to me, it's like, just in my head, I can't speak for anybody else or make a judgment at all, but just in my head, if I am going out with someone, but we're open to do whatever with whoever else, to me, that person is not my boyfriend. Because boyfriend and girlfriend imply that you were only with them, you know? Unless it's like, you know, when my mom's like, oh, I'm going to go out with my girlfriend's dancing. That's different, you know? But, like, that's just how I see it. Personally, I don't think I'm really, that's not really my thing. I also, at the same time, admire people who have been together for years and years and years and do the open thing and still manage to be together and stay strong. I think that's amazing. I commend you guys That's awesome. I think I would be too distracted. I think I would go off and get too caught up in, having sex with other people or whatever.
Get caught
So
up in all the chubby boy stomachs.
I think get out.
What?
I'm not even gonna go there.
Go there.
No, I don't even know what I
What?
was gonna say. I was just gonna
Yes,
come
you
up with something.
do.
No.
Well, I think, like I was telling him, like, I don't. Open relationships are cool if other people can do it. And I was in a relationship for 5 years with Kevin. And we did try it. And it just did not work for me because I guess I'm too much of a jealous person when it comes to that. I've grown a little bit more from that. So if I were asked to do it, or let's say that the relationship I was in, it was agreed upon mutually, it may be a little bit better for me. But as for when I was with him, I could not do it. I tried, and I really didn't want to do it in the first place, but I did it to make him happy, and that's maybe why it shouldn't have happened. It
Right.
should have never happened, but I did it because I'm a pleasing person, and I
Damn
try to
right.
make and I try to make everyone happy, even if sometimes it doesn't make myself happy. But
Well, see, like the thing to me is like part of being with somebody, and I know we're getting all serious, but dude, foul monkeys, we're fucking foul, motherfucker. And by foul, I mean we can joke and get serious, so
like we can talk about all kinds of people and not feel bad about it. We can
bitch.
almost be racist, but not because we talk about everybody.
Hell yeah. All right, so I don't know, to me it's like part of being with somebody and part of saying, hey, that's my boyfriend, hey, that's my girlfriend, is like, I know temptation is a big deal, and to me what I've understood from talking to people who are in open relationships is that yeah, they're with this person, but they had the freedom to explore their curiosities of other people. But to me, it's like, look, curiosities and temptations of other people, that's fine having that. Everybody does. But part of being with another person monogamously is like not shunning those feelings, but like getting over them and realizing that, hey, I want to be with this person. I don't need all these other people to have sex with because they don't mean anything to me anyway. That's just how I view it. To me, it's like, well, if I wanted an open relationship, I would probably just break up with my boyfriend and kind of date him and other guys simultaneously and just kind of play the field like most people do before they get into a relationship. You know what I mean?
That's very
That's
true.
so to me, it's like once I'm in one, like to me, it's like the whole point of dating is to find someone that you want to be with so you can not be with other people. But again, this is just me. If it works for you, it works for you. That's how life is. Whatever works for you, keep doing it. If it's not working for you, change it and don't change it just because you want to make someone else happy
Well, what
or
would you do
whatever.
if your mom came to you like, Cedric, I think that I'm gonna be in an open relationship with like five guys.
Well, she wouldn't say that, first of all. But what do
You
you
don't
mean?
know.
Like she
Like,
would
what if
she
she came to tell you just say, I'm with Bob, but I want to be with Steve and Adam and Mike.
I would be like, I'm gonna go in my room now. Well, I just can't picture ever. I mean, you know my mom. That would never happen. My mom is too extravagant for that. She's too cool for that shit. She would never come to me with that kind of stuff. But I don't think, she's 51. She's old fashioned. She doesn't open relationship wouldn't work for her. But I guess if she ever said that, I'd be like, okay. And if she asked me my opinion, I'd be like, I'd tell her what I just said.
Well, she did ask you what kind of condoms are best, right?
Oh my God, that was so funny. We go to Walmart, which is where I work, and she's like, "Are these good?" And they're like the ultra thin, and I'm like, I, Mom, ah!"
Because remember we were talking like a couple, maybe like a week before that, and you were saying that she kept going to this town or whatever to hang out with people, and I was like, she has a male companion, I bet. And you're like,
Yeah.
no.
Yeah, she did, or she does, or something. I don't know. It's none of my business. I try not to keep track on purpose. Because it's like, I don't even want to know. Just don't come home with three kids and crabs.
Oh my God, that would be awesome.
Well, yeah, we could split the rent. Oh, shit.
So, I was like, on our website, it tells us like who has our links on their websites or whatever. So I was going through and I saw this one and it was like live porno action or something like that. I was like, what the hell is that? So I click on it and apparently episode 54, the one that says Long, White, and Slimy, the
Yeah.
title, is on their website as like live action porn.
Do they even check things anymore, or do they just get? They probably just have a bot that goes in and finds all the websites with keywords to stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
This is a gay show and we don't have any video, right?
Right.
I mean, I do on Bigger City, but.
That's video I've never even seen.
Oh, shit.
Am I going to have to subscribe to see it or what? Or is it just better in live?
No, you're gonna have to break out the camera the next time I come over.
Uh-oh. Kinky. We're not supposed to talk about that stuff while recording.
That's why I'm only alluding to it.
Oh, okay. I'm pure and innocent. I am
I'm an
white.
innocent southern boy.
I am white as the snow. I have never been touched. I just like to hold hands. That's all.
You sound like Amish or something. Funny, funny, funny. So, I have to work today. And I had to work yesterday. And I had to work before that. It's amazing. I'm supposed to be off today, actually, but I decided to wake up so we could do this podcast. And
Because it's such a chore.
no, it is the bomb. I love this. I like it a lot. And
You like it a lot.
then I am gonna just gonna go in for a little while. They're like, "Hey, hey, we need extra help. You should come in." So I guess I'm gonna go from 1 to 6 or something quick. And then we're gonna go to the movies, me and my mom. Every Sunday we do a mom thing. I think everybody should do that.
A mom
If you go
date?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you live near your parents or they're close enough to get to you once a week, y'all should go out with them and do something with them once a week, because you never know when somebody's going to get cancer, or they'll break a hip, or they'll get into a car accident, and there are tons of other things that happen to people every day. So,
Well, it's kind of hard for me to go on a mom date since my mom lives, 1,000 miles away from me.
yeah, that's what I'm saying. If that's what I said, if they live close to
Oh, I didn't hear that part. Sorry.
yeah, like I mean, if you
I
live
was
close
watching your
enough.
videos on Bigger City.
Oh shit. Well, we'll keep doing that. I'll finish.
That's what he said.
Keep doing that with the yeah. Yeah.
Oh, right there, baby. Right there, right there, right there, right there. Yeah!
Baby Jesus came down and has blessed my penis. I'm always like, I love how like. It's not just me, but people are always like, baby Jesus came down from the heavens and blessed whatever. And it's like, wait, did Jesus like, he
Reverse an
died.
age.
Right, no. Well, yeah, but I mean, he died. And then after that, did he go up to heaven? I mean, of course he did, because he's Jesus. But it's like, nobody ever talks about Jesus after he died. He died and that was it. And it's like, well, I thought when you die, you go to heaven or hell. As far as, I'm just speaking Christianly. It's like, isn't there like a Jesus in heaven now that still does stuff? Or like his whole story in the Bible only goes as far as
It's
his
his
death.
death.
Right.
That's a good
And
question.
after
Like, does he do anything else?
Right, because God still does stuff
Yeah, but you're
and
supposed to pray to him, right? Or, dear Jesus. So I guess
yeah.
he's doing something. He's not
But it's
making
like
me a millionaire. I pray every day. Dear
I
Jesus, make me into a millionaire and I will serve the Lord forever.
Send me
Well,
the lotto numbers on the back of a fortune cookie.
apparently he doesn't want me to preach for him forever, so.
Right.
Because he's not making me a millionaire.
Regis Philbin can. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, you know, I really like the whole I really like the whole like Greek mythology a little better, because it's like people were like great warriors or great people while they were living, and then they die and then become gods, and then they still serve a greater purpose, and they still talk about them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, oh, people die, yeah, that's it. I don't know. Religion is a weird subject. What religion are you, Ricky?
I'm my own motherfucking religion.
Is it gay or what?
I don't practice religion. I don't really believe in that crap. Like, I just think it's all, like, a made-up story.
Yeah.
And I think it's made to make people feel better, and that's fine. And you can, I think whatever you believe in and it makes you feel good, then believe in it, you know?
Yeah, if it helps you get through the day or hard times, that's good. But to me, it's like, there's a line where it's like, you gotta respect other people's religions or other people's beliefs. And if they don't believe in anything...
Oh my god, that reminds me of the dream that I had last night.
What's that?
I was somewhere, like, at a store or at a mall or... I don't know where I was. And I went in, and these people tried to give me some, like, religious document. I don't know if it was the Bible or a pamphlet or something. And I said, no, thank you. And I walked in. Well... I do my shopping or whatever the fuck I'm doing, because I don't remember what it is. And then I come out, and the lady's, like, pushing it on my chest. And I'm like, no, thank you. No, thank you. And then the guy starts pushing it on my chest, and I start to, like, walk away. I'm like, fuck you, you bastards! I said, no, fuckers! And I just kept going off. And then everybody around me was looking at me like I was a freak.
Dude, they wanted to baptize you in the urinal.
Ew! Is that what that means?
I don't know.
I'm really not into the yellow stuff.
Oh, shit.
Maybe the, just the brown stuff.
You only like the red flavor?
Only the brown stuff.
Shit. I don't know. I think religion... I don't know. When I grew up, my parents always tried to get me to experience all different kinds of cultures and people and religions. So we were never really anything. I mean, my ancestors were Protestant, but we never... I mean, I've never been to church with my family. Ever. The only time we ever go to church is when we go to different states, and there's, like, huge, old, you know, historical churches that have been there forever. My mom really likes that kind of architecture. You know, the stained glass and the candles. She thinks it's beautiful. And she, as a kid, she was... She's born in New Jersey, but she was raised in Puerto Rico, and her mom, my grandma, worked quite a bit overseas and whatnot, so my mom spent a lot of time in Christian boarding schools. So she, I remember
was turned off.
Me, right, when she was telling me, when she was like, you know, when I have kids, I'm not going to put them through this shit, because it was shoved down her throat with nuns that fucking slap her with paddles, you know what I mean? So she was just like, you know... For all three of my siblings, well, all three of the kids in my family, she was just like, you know, whatever you want to do, believe what you want to believe in, just be safe and be respectful. And that was it, you know? And I ended up going to a Christian, like, summer camp. I went to, like, a Jewish summer camp, and I went to a Buddhist retreat. And honestly, out of those three, I think I enjoyed the Buddhists the most. They're all really nice. They're very in touch with nature. They're very peaceful. And they make the fucking bomb diggity food. They do. It's like all natural. It's like they went to fucking Trader Joe's and just went crazy. You know, it was like, whoa. It was really cool that they're very, very nice, very respectful. You know, and me looking the way I do with fucking nail polish and piercings and tattoos and whatever, it's like they were just like cool. You know, they were just like, you know, everybody, you know, they said some like whimsical shit. Like, Everybody has their own path in life. You must take the path that you choose. You know, it was something crazy like that. It was cool, though. It was funny. But other than that, from what I've seen, religion seems to be a kind of universal way for people to explain things that they don't understand. You know, like, for instance, well, that guy over there is kissing that other guy over there. So he must be a witch because... It's back in the day, and we don't know what homosexuality is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
that kind of thinking is like originally I feel how religion started. Nowadays it's different because we know so much, and this is like, what do they call this age? We're not the, we can't, we know there's like the 80s, the 90s, what are we? Like
Well, I
now.
think we, like my age, we were the X generation.
Yeah,
So I think
definitely.
you guys are Y. I think they call you
Yeah.
Y.
But I mean, what do they call this age? I've heard they call it like the information age or the computer age.
Probably the
You know what I
computer
mean?
age.
Yeah. But it's like, we know so much now, more than anybody has ever known. And I know it's like knowing things is kind of is almost like opinion. Just because I know all this stuff about computers and video games, whatever, doesn't really mean I know more than somebody 300 years ago who knew about, war or battle or fighting or whatever. And it's like, I don't know. It's just, I think religion originally was made as like a reason why things exist, to explain it all, because we didn't know. And now that we know, it's like people just go on fucking Christmas and Easter just to show praise or whatever. Lots of people aren't into it, and they act like they're into it. And those are the people that bother me. The people that try to get other people into the religion, and the people that act like they're all about it, but only go all like on Christmas and Easter. You know what I mean? I think that's bullshit. If you're really into it, do it. You don't have to prove anything to me. You don't have to talk about it or whatever, or try to get me into it. Just do what you gotta do to get through the day. It's the same way with the open relationship thing. If that works for you, that's cool, man. That's fine. Just not for me.
Okay, so we're at 40 minutes. I just wanted to do a few like statistics on our website and people
Yes,
downloading and
sir.
stuff. But so it keeps a t account of how many downloads we have, like
Right.
per episode, but it also keeps a what do you call it, like a grand total.
Right.
So people downloading from iTunes, we've had 11,869 downloads.
Ow.
We've had 3,290 people download from the website.
Ow.
We've had 957 people play it from the website.
Ow,
And
that's
that
amazing.
gives us a total of 16,116 downloads.
Damn.
So,
Like Chris Tucker.
want to thank everybody for doing that, and hopefully we can double that amount before the year's over.
Thank you guys. We love
But
you.
also wanted to like, well, I'll just go into that later about the stuff that I'm going to be buying for the podcast.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's is hopefully going to make it a whole lot better and make the sound better and all that great stuff. So,
And then we can drop sound effects, and then we can be like, "Oh my God, Ricky, you're so funny!" And then have a bunch of people go, "Ah!" That'd be cool.
so I want to invite everybody to go to the website at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or fuck.
Oh shit! Looks like
I
I'm gonna have to
know,
plug.
right? Damn.
Email us.
www@foulmonkeys.com. Fuck,
And.
that's wrong too. I'm retarded this today. Go ahead, you finish it up.
Visit us at foulmonkeys.com or myspace.com/foulmonkeys. Leave us comments. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Call us up at what's the number, Ricky?
206-984 foul.
Bam. And let us know what you think. Talk to us about religion, about open relationships, about gay people, about sex, about the brown stuff, about red Kool-Aid.
Email
Anything
us
you
and
want.
give us a subject and we'll fucking talk about it.
Yeah, dude.
And
We will
we'll
talk it
get
up.
like fucking gross about it and shit
And
because
we will play your voicemails on the air if you so wish.
pink geek girls call in and or email us and tell us about your periods.
Tell us about your pinky.
Tell us about your game fetish and what you like to do with the controllers.
And what the secret code is to Super Mario Brothers
Oh,
with
what's
your
your
vagina.
secret code? That
If you can do it with your vagina,
is fucking hot.
then I'm turning straight tomorrow, and I will come to fucking Texas or whatever, wherever you guys are. Where are they from?
They're in Texas. I think Houston, they said,
They are
or
in Texas too.
Austin, or
Damn.
Dallas, or somewhere.
Love them Texans.
All I know is that you're in Texas, and everything is bigger in Texas.
I was just gonna say that.
So we're out of here.
All right,
Say
everybody, have a good
goodbye.
day. I'm off to work. Peace out.
Later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.